Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast as part of the Super Network at supermarcy.com, featuring hosts Super Marcy.
Oh my God, why is his top tucked into his undies?
The terrible Australian Bede Germine.
His outfit is so preppy and nerdish, I don't like it.
Trash Panda Colin.
I want a hot tub in a room real bad.
This podcast is intended for a mature audience, as it may contain explicit language.
It's the post-apocalypse,
I always think about in these movies, how disgusting.
Adult themes.
Well, I mean, I've seen this dude's nipple through his shirt.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. For exclusives, find us at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And now for our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
Dead brain! Dead brain! Dead brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to episode 208 of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast and the number one Tubi-related podcast out there on the internet. And with me, as always, is one of my co-hosts, the most American of the Americans, the most trashiest of the trash banders, Colin. Hello, Colin. How are you?
Hi, Bede. I'm fantastic. Let's get this rolling. I'm ready. Let's go. I'm tired today. So let's do it.
Understandable, Colin. Understandable.
No mercy.
I mean, Marcy's
Marcy only here. Come on.
Yeah, Marcy unfortunately won't be here to join us today, but she is here with us in spirit. And also for the fact that, I mean, she'll have to be here with us in spirit because, hold on. Because clearly she can be here with us because all she has to do is, where is it? Clearly I know what I'm doing. Oh, hold on.
Taking you a fucking year to get something, some joke that hit, that's not going to hit.
Okay, here we go. And of course, my total failure.
Apocalypse, dickhead.
Okay, there we go. She's here with us in spirit. But anyway. But yes, Colin, we are alone on this episode, but not too alone because we have a very special guest joining us today. And this is a special episode of the show because back on episode 200, we did a couple of little competitions. Yes. So that was a little while ago. We had a bunch of competitions, and one of the prizes that whoever came third place in our caption contest would get to pick a movie for us to watch on the show. And they're also more than welcome to join us as well. And joining us for this episode is the competition winner, our good friend John. Hello, Smash Trivia. John, how are you? And welcome back to the show too.
I'm doing good. So I would like to thank all of my family and all these people for making this win possible. And to Marcy for definitely not putting my name on all of the pieces of paper to make me win. And we'll just ignore that may or may not have happened.
Exactly. But we are excited that you're here, John, and you won the contest as well. This has been in the works, even though we are now officially in 2026. We're calling this a holdover episode from last year. Mainly because we hadn't got a chance around to it because our schedules and everything have all been busy. But I'm excited your pick. So,
dude,
John,
do we ever get the address to the guy I'm supposed to send that dress to? Because I still have the dress.
I do have his address, Colin, so I'll have to send it to you later. Because he did ask for a secondary prize so I sent that to him.
You sent him a secondary prize? The motherfucker didn't want the dress? What kind of fan is that guy?
You can send me the dress, Colin. And I'll wear it for the show.
You have to wear it. No, you got to wear it while you clean and shit.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll make sure. Exactly. I will make sure to do it. And I go back to work next week.
Dude, I'll...
You can make a video for the Patreon on that's just a bead cleaning in the
yes, yes, Patreon exclusive coming very soon.
I'll send it with that DVD I have that I've had for like 3 years.
Yes, put that in a care package, and if we get at least one more subscriber, I will make that video. But John, since it is you are the winner of our contest, what movie have you chosen for us to do today for the show?
I have chosen The League of Superheroes. This is a film that I found on that is a superhero parody. Duh. Mm-hmm. But that it is, from what I know about it, is absolutely packed to the brim with boobs, and it's a anthology film, so it is about a whole bunch of different superhero stories, or is there short stories that is, and I checked out the first one just to see if this would be a good film for this, and I immediately I was like, yeah, this is so stupid and goofy, and I'm like, I feel like you guys might have fun with it.
Nice. Nice. Well, I'm very much looking forward to watching the film. So we might as well get straight to it. So what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film The League of Superheroes, if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. But I'm assuming it's also available on other streaming services and as well as physical media. I'm going to count us down from 5. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie. Then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, Tubi is a free streaming service, so they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, I will play the sound effect.
It's the post-apocalypse, dickhead!
So once the ads are finished, we'll make sure to give a timestamp as well, so that way you stay in sync with us. However, though, if you're not interested in watching The League of Superheroes, first of all, how dare you? I still reckon, though, on its own, this episode will be a fun listen to regardless. So, Colin, John, are you ready to see a whole bunch of super boobies with The League of Superheroes?
Yeah, I swear to God, if there's no titties in this movie, I'm going to be pissed.
We've already hyped it up too much for you, Colin.
Too much, all right?
We'll see if we get disappointed, Colin.
Yes, but we shall start the movie, and I'm counting it down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Now, can everyone hear the sound just to make sure?
Yeah,
I can hear it.
Yes, cool. Just making sure. Well, that reminds me, I need to go do my grocery shopping.
You should probably know about this film is a German film.
No, German, eh?
Dude, there better not be 14-year-old little titties in this movie. I'm going to be pissed.
I feel like there probably isn't, but I've not watched the whole movie, so I can't say.
Oh, geez. See, now we're going into horrifying territory now.
She looks way too young to show her titties.
Oh, this dubbing is atrocious already.
Stop browsing. Oh, yeah.
Colin, is this how you yell at your kids when you're at the supermarket?
Dude, I was at the supermarket the other day, and I was by myself. I wasn't even with my kids. And I was walking down this aisle, and there's a dad, I guess a single dad with a what the fuck?
Harambe.
with like their kids. And I'm like, look at these well-behaved kids. Like, my kids are not well-behaved at all.
Oh. Hello.
He's like, look at this. Titties. German titties. Let's go.
Hi, Jeff.
Do
Her name is
hot.
Jet.
Let's go.
It didn't harass anybody.
Don't argue with me, Jeff.
Biff?
Come on, Biff. Don't bother.
Yeah, Biff.
I'm watching you.
Biff!
Jeff. I'm from I'm German Jeff.
Get this to
We have the cup of radiation.
Dude. Yeah, just drink your drink, dude.
Drink your toxic drink. It's called harassment. Colin, since you are HR on the show, you have to report that guy.
No, I'm gonna report that dude for wearing silky ass underwear like that. Like, that's not normal. Like, the ape chamber. The ape chamber. That's racist.
The monkey's pissed.
I don't know what caused him to actually drop that.
You got scared by the monkeys. Some racist shit. You know there's no black people in Germany, right?
Allegedly.
Ape alarm.
Oh, damn, those apes got out again.
Oh, wait, Harambe. There's come one.
Call it, it's Harambe. He's come back for revenge.
Yes! Fucking back from the dead. Let's go, baby. Fucking steal all their kids.
Nice little monkey.
He stabbed her in the eyes with bananas. What is this?
We all know about banana guns, but that was banana.
Whoa!
Salt.
Whoa!
That
she got impaled
tight.
On a pot plant! Oh! Whoa!
Later, Biff.
Not the angry video game nerd. Is this meant to be a superhero?
Military,
because he's
just
pretty much murdering
go.
Everyone.
He's not really doing a good job of being a superhero.
I mean, he's got to do what he's got to do, okay?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's Super Harambe.
That's racist. Why are those Nazis trying to kill that ape?
I don't know. Well, I mean, to be fair, Colin, he has already murdered 20 people.
I mean, he got scared. Okay, he was scared. He was scared.
I'm pretty sure he didn't. I don't think he had to stab that woman in the eyes with bananas. Is it?
She was a threat. Okay, she was a threat.
Apes are justified in anything they do.
Boobies.
Dude, no, there was no reason for that, like, at all.
Yeah, no.
I mean, why was there a giant woman on top of that skyscraper?
Why is there a monkey throwing rockets back at planes? Like, I mean... Oh, he's tired now.
He's gonna hump that fire engine. I mean, fire hydrant. It's Jeff. Ew.
What are you doing? Fine.
Dude, that he's monkeys. You got some sort of STD if you're pissing blue like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he just murdered his love interest.
I think that he's been drinking too much of the of this Mountain Berry Blast that I'm drinking.
The fuck is
Get
this
him, head
movie?
Nazi. Get him.
They just walk away. They didn't even kill or stop the ape.
Nope.
Yeah, let him be. Meanwhile, on the...
planet Mantirnia.
Skeletor.
Andaria.
Why are you kidnapping me all the time? Let me out of here.
This is. This is if you got He-Man and from Timu.
Release the princess and go back to your rotting hills.
Well, that's Ninja Terminator 2B's wig right there. It's acting like their Tommy like, was so in the like, room.
Okay, is this movie like ABC's of Death, where they take like the alphabet?
I think so. So it was actually
superhero movies.
Its original title is The ABCs of Superheroes.
You're on my turf, freak.
Help me, please.
No one's gonna help you, bitch.
Well, that's what I would say.
It really works.
You saved me. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It really works.
Sorry, we're gonna arrest you for copyright.
Congratulations. You stopped the most of what? Yeah.
How does it feel to be a hero, sir?
Hero? Me? Well,
I was a villain on my other planet. Yum. Oh! Well, I guess you could say that Skeletor gave her his boat. Oh!
So far, are you disappointed by the amount of boobs in this, Colin?
No.
Yeah, dude, there's like none. There's like one pair of
She's not wearing a bra.
I miss him too.
Her hair's covering it all up. It's not what I want to see.
Not even listening to me.
You're right.
Look how this He-Man knockoff has hot hair rollers curler in his hair.
Yeah, why's he got curlers in his hair? What the fuck?
Doesn't even have them anymore. And she's just not. She just looks like her hair's just covering her boobs.
This doesn't look right.
Those fake ass spaghetti and meatballs, like, that was not real. Why are they at a gay club?
I mean, it's He-Man. Look at him.
Come on.
I mean, yeah, he look at that haircut. He's got hair rollers.
Exactly. See, he wouldn't feel out of place here. He is about to open. He is about to come out of that closet.
You motherfucker!
He's like, get those titties out of here. There's no place for those titties. Beat her ass up, bitch.
Eltor's gonna bone them both.
Skeletor's like staring at the
Skeletor's just like sitting there going like, oh no, stop, please don't fight over me.
he's just stroking his bone, you know.
Beautiful.
She ripped her face off and her eyes explode.
Jesus. Oh.
Skeletons together.
Let's go kill He-Man in that gay club. Let's go do some hate crimes.
For him to really get a boner, he had to see her bones.
Yes. That's how he gets off. Ooh, C. What could C be?
I'm looking for a man named Cheese Guevara.
Yes.
He stole the U.S. cheese generator. Only 8 hours left before...
What?
We're going to have to invade a country that has entire cheese.
I'm running out of time.
It's the U.S. cheese generator in the warehouses of government cheese.
The dude doesn't have a hand.
No!
Who are you?
These accents are amazing.
Cowboy man.
Cheese
Guevara. There's Cheese Guerrera.
Is he related to Rey Mysterio Jr.?
I think so.
I was thinking he was related to Nacho Libre.
Why not both? Oh my gosh, they're making cocaine out of cheese.
That is hilarious.
Oh. Wah! Not shit on a real location.
He's just
Why
doing
do
a bunch
great
of cheese coke. He's just doing a bunch of cheese coke. It's fine.
Nobody. It's funny. I feel like sometimes in films, it would be more expensive to use green screen than just filming at a random location. To satisfy the needs of all
proud American citizens. You know, see, Colin, you need one of those. Let's be reasonable
for a minute. Yeah. Sticky
stand. America. But I have one last ace off my sleeve. All American superhero born in Romania. These people understand money.
How about I give you 20 mil? Who does he think I am? He think I'm a fool?
Supervillain from Mexico.
I'm not willing to sell under 35. Give me 38. Or the generator eats it.
He is a really tough haggler.
Is this now a parody of like I get it. American Pickers or some or Pawn Stars from the History Channel?
Yeah, so, don't fuck with that. I love that shit. All right, don't fuck with that.
Hardcore Pawn was my favorite. They would always
dude,
fight with
too,
each other on that show.
Yes, dude, and it was just wild shit. Like it's just so yeah. Wild. Dear. You want to talk about racism? Watch that show.
I got one hand on my Bible, one hand on my gun, and one hand on my credit card.
This is like the most American cliches I've ever seen. I will sell it to the U.S. government for 14 mil. They call it, how does this guy rank out of 10 in the full-blown America scale?
Zero, because he's German.
Oh yes.
I choose you, Asian lady.
Oh, she's a third into a seahorse.
Okay.
Oh my god, dude, what the fuck is this movie?
We gotta go through the entire alphabet. Well, and he died.
We're only at C.
Caught him, sir.
The Nazis are just killing all the superheroes.
No, it's the Trump administration.
I wouldn't be surprised if we do go through all.
Whoa!
Of
the we're back in Germany again.
Because I read that there's over 20 different superheroes in this.
Oh.
I mean, there's 26 letters in the alphabet.
Yeah, so we're probably going through all of them.
Yep. Look at that dude.
So should I fall asleep now or wait?
I feel like I need to get wear that dude's outfit. Not that one, this guy's outfit. Got all the fluoro and everything.
It's perfect for cleaning, dude.
Yes. So that'll be what the dress will look like when you send it to me, Colin. I'm like going around wearing that.
Yeah, just be sure to wear something under it so your dick's not hanging out like Harambe.
No. Oh.
Titties. Nope.
Hello.
Let me see those Cleopatra titties.
I ruled nations, and I crushed.
Ew. This is just getting cummed on. Gross. It's not my type of deity, all right?
It's Dia Titty, call it.
Wah, wah.
Well, Marcy's not here today, so she can't give me the sound effect.
But it's true. I'm transparento. As a cat, I fell into a shelf of ink erasers in the local supermarket. That made me transparent.
My name is Sergeant Super, and my back backstory is entire absurd. This guy reminds me of that character in Clerks who's in that band Berserker.
No, I don't like that.
Berserker.
Alan, I think you and I need to get those outfits.
I feel like this movie.
Dude, I will wear that.
With that outfit, you want to wear this one over here.
The characters in Clerks would make if they were to make a superhero movie.
Yes. They would be villain. These guys would be villains in a Blunt Man and Chronic comic book. Ass. Oh. Even she's like, what the fuck is up with these nerds? Oh. He died.
Someone needs to swirly them really quick.
I'm gonna have to swirly them. Where's the swirly sound effect?
Once again, the evil forces of... I mean, she's basically swirling them in their own blood, so...
Essentially, yes.
The blood of her enemies will keep her young forever.
Forever!
And ever.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Kill everybody and drink their blood like a normal human being. Let's go. Where are those Nazis at? Kill her.
Living a happy eel life when...
Okay, I found the toilet flush.
This eel's just narrating its life and then some radioactive human being. Dude, what the fuck? Unnecessary. Okay, unnecessary nudity is that where I draw the line. Okay, like I'm all about having fun and seeing titties, but unnecessary nudity is where I draw the line. And oh,
leg.
She's gonna fart on this robot.
My leg used to be in good movies. Whoa.
Like, what the fucking point is that? Like, I don't need that.
Oh, look at
that Nazi
Timu
Robin
Dead
tattoo ever. She's got on.
Oh no, the shocker!
Oh no, the shocker! Well, I don't think he's disappointed in that angle. That's called the shocking doc, Colin.
Yeah.
So do you think Marvel will sue them for the shocker?
Nah, they won't. I don't think Marvel even knows that this movie exists. Right.
Probably not.
Come on, use your eel powers.
Oh. Whoa. Will electric eel woman dismantle the bomb? Tricky eel woman. And will she put on a bra? Why is she
naked? Never.
Probably.
So even the writers ask you, why is she naked?
Dude, bowling. Love bowling.
It's the Mighty Morphin bowling team.
Yeah.
Mr. President, sir.
Oh my gosh, it's Uwe Boll. As the president. And obviously he shot his scene through Zoom.
The fist fuck source.
Please tell me they fist fuck somebody, because that's going to be hilarious.
You can't believe how boring.
wanted to be a ninja. Free, like a ninja.
She looks like she does a lot of heroin.
She's done that cheese cocaine.
Yeah. Hell yeah, presidential dance party.
Did your daughter activate the secret daughter tracking device?
We will copy like the Power Rangers and do this whenever we talk. The tracking device. Well, that's not subtle. Oh no. This fuck force. I'm pretty sure you could find that on Pornhub.
I bet I could right now.
You probably could.
I gotta connect to a VPN though. Missouri's hella dumb. They blocked all my porn. I was so pissed the other day. I know, dude.
It seems that it's a state by state thing, Colin.
It is. It is a state-by-state thing. Stupid fucking conservatives taking my fucking BBW shit away. Come on.
Pretty soon, Pornhub's going to change their name to Trump Hub.
I know. Thank God I'm having sex on the regular now. Otherwise, I'd be pissed. I'd get a free trial of NordVPN.
Well, that is true.
Don't touch me, you fist fucking force. From ABCs of Super. That's hilarious. You have to change your name. Is that what he said?
Screwdriver fist, jackhammer fist, blowtorch fist. They can fist your friends. They can fist your pets. They can fist each other. Tell your mom to buy them for you.
They can fist your friends, they can fist your pets.
I am trying to concentrate. These come here,
hot fire, where you at?
Better have openable buttholes.
Oh my gosh. They're not getting away from the Nazism.
Sind Sie bereit, mein Führer?
Ja, ja, ja. Genug geredet. Das muss gehandelt werden.
Es war meine Ehre, unter Ihnen gedient zu haben, mein Führer.
Von Ehre kann ich jetzt auch nichts mehr kaufen. Machen Sie.
Time to wedgie this fucker.
Es schmerzt. Es ist vollbracht.
They're cutting the skin. They're gonna put his brain out.
They're gonna put his brain in a T-Rex. And also, mind you, I'm gonna flush Hitler down the toilet. It's Marcy's audio.
This scientist looks like a mix of Steve Buscemi in Spy Kids and Alton Brown.
Yeah.
Geriatrics versus Hitler's brain. That's hilarious.
How that dude wore that shirt back there is how I imagine I would look if I wore like a tank top with a cut midriff. Put Hitler's brain in a can.
I know.
Oh, well, better time to put on my Pornhub.
Well, they didn't need a VPN back then.
Nope. They had it the old-fashioned way, videotapes.
There's a fucking hour still left in this movie? What the fuck?
Well, mind you, they're kind of going ahead because this is both G and H. My gosh, Hitler created Fox News.
What's Jonah Jameson doing?
I better get me those pictures of Spider-Man as I go to the toilet.
Alter Mann, wo bin ich?
Adolf Hitler, I don't like you. I didn't like you at school, and I don't like you now.
Das ist grober Unfug. Nimm das, du Hund.
My gosh. It's Robo Hitler.
He just threw toast at him.
Oh my gosh.
No, my favorite. Don't kill that old guy with the wine.
Oh, better slowly take off all my clothes.
Oh,
he's from Tidy Whitey's. I mean,
hey,
Colin.
Kitty.
Colin, can you tell me, like, do Americans really wear tidy whiteys? Or because I don't think I've seen anyone outside of America wear tidy whiteys.
I think, like, elderly people do. I don't, like, I hate boxer briefs. Like, I'm out of underwear right now because I got to do laundry. So I'm wearing, like, boxer briefs right now. But, like, I don't know of anybody. Like, my kids used to wear tidy whiteys when they were little, but... I think it's like little kids and old people.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Come here, Keith. You want to watch this Hitler movie?
Super dorky people.
Aw. Hello, hot fire. Mix
I'm a fucking dorky person. I don't wear that.
I mean, super dorky like Walter White.
No, don't make fun of Walter White, the character. I'm sure most meth cooks don't wear tidy whiteys, okay?
Except for
That's right, Hotfire. Not all of them wear tidy whiteys.
So you think Breaking Bad created a negative stereotype for meth cooks?
Nah. What's wrong? Yeah. I know this movie sucks. I know.
Well, that ape is back.
They never killed him, dude. It's a comic book. Yes. They got to rescue Hitler's brain.
I like how Geriatric was like, oh, yeah, I saved the day. No, you didn't. You didn't do anything.
He didn't do shit. What for me?
Oh. Yodel Ehihu.
A wicked science experiment gone horribly wrong.
Oh.
What in the actual fuck, little cat?
He's milking beer.
This woman is just
spraying beer your out cat's of eyes.
Nah, she's fine. She's like three.
He was milking. She was shooting beer out of a boot.
I mean, if I was still fucking drinking.
That'd be like every man. That would be most men's dream woman. Oh, hello.
Right.
Talk about work-life balance. Give me a minute to finish my latte. Superheroes don't have opening hours. Time to change.
That's life. Right.
Instant girl. This is where when you get up to her vagina, you yell yodelay hoo.
This dude's just like, why is this bitch taking her shirt off?
She forgot to bring her costume. Oh! Take that, Irv.
Nobody sees me naked and lives. Nobody.
We just saw you naked, so I guess we don't live. Oh my gosh. Isn't it like the superhero that Doug played in the Doug TV show? Quail Man?
Yeah.
What are you doing after the fight?
Oh, I have to.
Hello. He's a little busy right now. Oh.
What is she doing here?
I think this movie's automatically best booby fan nominee.
I hate her.
You look stunning. What did you do?
Yeah, we got our first nomination of 2026.
Indeed.
I think Marcy will be sad that she missed it.
I think she will.
She
the amount of
I think she'd be She'd be fine missing this shit movie, okay? Like, well, usually the shitty like... movies keep my attention, but not this one. Not today.
Well, it just needs more of a... You know. Do-do.
Nice shoes. Get a sale.
The shoes.
They want their wardrobe back.
They want their wardrobe back, eh?
Like, what the fuck?
It feels like they did have access to film these things on these rooftops, but they chose to do green screen for no reason.
Yes.
Yeah. When was this movie made?
I think it was 2015.
So 10 years ago.
Steals my thunder and lives. Oh. Nobody.
So,
it's Marcy in his hand.
Do you have any plans for tonight?
Whoa, you can't say that anymore.
Well, I mean, I can't help it if Marcy's that small.
And what are you doing tonight?
She's gonna come after you next time.
We're allowed one each episode. Rules. I mean, it is the rules, but we're allowed at least one. I mean, Colin, you guys are allowed to make fun of me once per episode.
J-A-K.
Oh.
Fuck yes, Jesus. Hell yeah, Black Jesus. Let's go, baby.
I was gonna say, Colin, it's your favorite, Black Jesus.
Dude, Black Jesus, Black Santa, they're all my favorite. Alright.
Oh.
King Satan.
Pink Satan.
What was it, Pink Satan?
I think it was King Satan from what I saw.
Yeah.
I figured it would be White Satan.
Ooh, did somebody say White Satan? Hello, everyone. Ooh. Why didn't you guys tell me you guys were watching a superhero movie with a lot of boobs? I'm very upset by this.
What do you mean?
We just didn't want you splooging everywhere.
I mean, it's a given. It's gonna happen. I don't know. It's gonna happen, guys. It's gonna happen. Because, I mean, I'm a horny ghost. These things are just gonna happen. And, you know, I can't help myself.
Dude, Black Jesus, let's go. Has he got a tiger? He's got a tiger. Of course he does. He's Black Jesus.
I mean, they all have to have tigers. I'd have a tiger if I was in this movie.
Judas, my friend. Me too.
Judas Beast! Judas Chief! Judas Thief! Search and you will find.
Dude, what are the Beastie Boys doing in this movie?
Okay. Oh, guys, it's gonna happen. Too many boobs. Ah.
You blew it!
Oh, sorry.
What are you talking about, dude? There's not been any boobs in this Black G program.
Oh, well, to be fair, it was for the ones in the Well, to be fair, it was all the previous installments.
You're just gonna have to rewind it, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know what I'll be watching later, so I'll talk to you guys later. See you later. Bye.
Come on, Black Jesus, help him out.
Satan! Give me the map.
Kick his ass, Jesus.
For all we know, people on Earth could be beating the
Give him the maps, Jesus. He needs it.
In this universe, Jesus does not mess around.
He's creating his passion scars.
That's a movie we need to watch on Tubi.
Wee! I think I thought they're half open Easter egg back there.
Dude, it's fucking 7:04 in my time, and I'm already tired. All right. Movies. God, all. Wait, it's a black guy in Germany. Holy shit.
Look out.
Okay. Oh. Oh, fuck. Come on, Jesus, crucify his ass.
I got Satan's like, you jerk. Whoa!
This comic book is weird, Bob. Why are you making me read it?
After a hard day of work, the Fist Fuck Force relies on a completely different kind of superhero.
Oh my gosh, it's the superhero we can relate to. Laundromat Man.
Tears are no problem for the light speed laundromat.
Oh. What? Right, so this is a character I could easily dress up as.
Yep.
All I need is just a.
The light speed
oh.
To serve you 24/7.
He just dries him with his ass.
The light speed laundromat.
Okay, we're going to air. So we're going through these clothes,
and you're like, "What? I asked you to clean my clothes. Why do they smell like farts?"
Oh, hi, Lisa. You look so sexy, huh?
What shit did you buy this time?
Hey! Hey!
Whoa! Poppy was so to slap the shit out of him.
Acting as the room.
Yes. I didn't mean to slap you, Lisa. Whoa! Hi, I'm Bikini Girl.
Is that marriage counselor woman?
Oh! Oh!
Menstruation girl.
Oh my god!
Yes. But I have restored your femininity.
What?
Yes!
You, go get him, girls! Menstrue Squad.
Menstrue Squad. Death by Tampon. Oh my gosh. It's the other ones with nunchucks.
Dude, I can't. That's so fucking funny. Oh my god, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Mom, what is menstruation?
What?
Shut up, I'm on the phone.
I'm on the phone. And I sound like Michael Caine.
I think the comic probably showed pretty well what menstruation is.
Yes, exactly. Oh, I think we're off to Harambe again. Here's Harambe. the further murderous adventures of Harambe Jones. No, excuse me, sir, you're not hiding a gorilla there, are you?
Yeah. Have you seen an alien?
Oh, wait, it isn't Harambe. I mean, could it?
I feel like that was a mistake.
I feel like this is a mistake. Oh. What's going on? Linda. She doesn't need a last name. Oh my gosh, this alien creature's
vibes.
Does. Special guest, the general. And his googly eyes are creeping me out. It's called Nonster.
Hey.
Now, Nonster, you haven't been a menace to society again, have you?
They needed sign for N, but couldn't think of one, so they just made a monster and changed it to in the M to an N.
Yes. It's her daughter. They're about basically the same age. He just called her daughter a cunt. Oh no, Nomster's becoming a horny Nomster. I don't like where this is going. Oh!
Well, okay then.
I don't like this. This is giving me Thanksgiving vibes.
Linda, you're not supposed to be having sex with the monster I am.
There's a weird porno going on here. This is weird and creepy.
So I could fight you.
I want to make love to the monster.
Oh my god. And where is the take old off man? My undie.
Oh my gosh, he's going to join in the fun too. This is going to be disturbing. You thank goodness he's pulling out that gun and not something else. He shot his wife!
Nine. Oh no!
He's not a little dead, but he's still good. I mean, she's still warm. Nope, he's just going to shoot himself instead. On second floor, maybe he shouldn't have allowed that alien to come inside the house.
Yeah, I think so.
Help.
Okay.
Orgasmic octopus. Oh. Oh no. Oh.
That sounds graphic.
It sounds graphic and gross. Whoa! Yeah. This is hentai going on here.
This might be the most insane movie I've seen on Tubi.
I think so.
Popular girl.
John, what have you done to us?
Popular girl is the greatest. Oh no. Somehow I got a film with so much boobs that now I'm calling them on to watch boobs. I thought that was impossible.
Oh my God. I mean, that's true.
But she not only has fans.
The only penis a girl should have is her husband's.
There is no in between. You can either hate me or love me, but with my big, beautiful penis, you can only love me.
Well, okay then.
You got this?
Said it before and I say it again. The Germans are fucking weird.
Here, grab my penis.
I seem to remember hearing about a few years ago there being a children's animated show that is just about a guy with a giant penis. I don't remember if it was Germany or if it was like Denmark or something.
Bring amazing sea creatures to life in your own home. Buy sea motherfuckers. Send in 125 in stamps or cash. Sea motherfuckers.
I just don't know what the fuck this is. Will the daughter take the penis?
Yes.
You could just offer out your hands, but
I mean, she could be able just to. Oh, she got smashed by she got smashed by Jesus from the previous segment. In that ball he was flying in.
I can resurrect her. Oh good. Oh good.
I think she's just all mush now.
Nice.
Why?
Whoa!
This is disgusting, Jesus. What have you become?
Yes, Jesus. What have you become? More on this topic soon.
I don't even know what's happening anymore. Because now all the stories are starting to converge with each other as well.
Yeah. I have seen her true ugly face. She
is a rotten pond full of scum and corruption. Christian Bale? They need someone who can protect them. Someone who knows the evil works a man. They need me. I am the only line of defense against all that is wrong. I am Quackman. I was going to be called Duckman, but that's already been to copyright.
Howard the Duck meets the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yes. This is the gritty Howard the Duck reboot. Oh,
gotta save discount Jim Gordon.
Listen, you don't make fun of Quackman. He's gonna kick your ass. Oh! Well, that escalated quickly.
Okay.
Now everyone's shooting each other in the bar.
Oh, You know, when Quackman was on top of the roof, I didn't realize it was a little person.
Didn't know either. Oh no, Quackman actually pulled up a person in a wheelchair. Damn it, Quackman, you only have one job. Not sure if I like this gritty reboot of Howard the Duck. Well, you just accidentally murdered a whole bunch of people. It's time to get my top off. Oh!
Wow.
He murdered her. I mean, she murdered him and roasted him and for dinner. Oh.
What the fuck?
No.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, God.
No. No.
Oh,
no.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear God. I
don't like this segment. No. This robot on the search for a struggle cuddle, and I don't like it. Nope, I don't like this. John, what are you suggesting this to?
Is this segment actually just about calling people ugly?
Well, it's basically, he's a struggle cuddle robot. And he has only one thing on his mind. Mm-hmm. I'd say run, lady, run.
Good thing they did not build him with the capability to run.
Do 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 do. She's just trying to get away because she knows this segment is problematic. Oh, she's the woman from earlier with Menstrual Girl.
I'm not coming out. I don't fight robots.
Well, you're a lazy superhero, that Menstrual Girl.
Is he into bottles being smashed on his head?
I don't know.
Oh.
He's a robot, so... Robot from the future? Run away!
You know, one thing I'm very surprised with watching this film is how some of these door effects actually look kind of real.
Mm.
Which I would not have expected.
No. Like this. No.
I'm so glad I'm not alive.
Fuck?
The robot is now being struggle cuddled by somebody else. I think even this kid's thinking.
Poor child reading this.
Why didn't her mother let her buy it? Jeez, let that be. Oh, thank goodness it's chocolate.
This is, I'm pretty sure, the S one, so I wouldn't be surprised if it's not.
Pudding, delicious and brown, or should I say, delicious and African-American,
Oh.
Okay, the Germans have gone too far this time. Like reading some of these, I think my favorite is, dude, that was lame. That'd be Marcy in college.
They're just like, look. They knew what the audience response was gonna be to that joke.
Mm. Yeah, this is definitely going with some like mixture of like over the top, cartoonish edgelord type of gags. Oh.
Do you know what happens to a turd when it's hit by a storm? You'll have a shit storm.
Oh God.
Hell.
Make it stop.
Wow.
Say it. Say it.
What?
Say it.
I'm sorry.
Well, that was easy.
Okay.
Shit stuff.
Okay.
Somehow these
Shitstorm 2, Turdnado. And the question remains.
Shitstorm 2, Turdnado. Yes, why is she naked? TNU.
A quack man exclaimed that he looked like a duck, he walked like a duck. He, quacked.
Uncle Lloyd!
God.
We love you, Uncle Lloyd.
Well, that's it for sex, mayhem, and murder.
The show. And now you're doing something special for you. Hey, kids, do you like. I gotta watch a trauma movie!
Villains? Do you like sexy superheroines? Do you like luscious lesbians? Do you like foot fetishism? Well then it's time
for I do!
What? It's just like, what?
Oh boy!
Hero Boy is cool, but he is not real.
No?
But Unicorn Man is real, my uncle says.
If you're in front of a TV and call Unicorn Man 5 times, he will appear.
Okay, don't go to a mirror and say Unicorn Man's name 5 times and see what happens. Once again, I have no idea what's even going on anymore.
Yeah, no.
Well, I was not expecting that. With Unicorn Man. This is the weirdest cinematic universe ever.
Oh, yeah.
It was just a trick to get you here.
Oh! You did call man just killed that little kid!
Damn.
You must come with me, Princess Tarantrella. Your home planet needs you.
What are you talking about?
Let me show you.
Your Highness, Princess Tarantrella. I am not a princess.
Realize all these kids are being murdered.
Oh. Eh?
kick him in the balls.
Oh my god.
Going on with this fucking movie. I'm dead. That kid died but was able to text I'm dead.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you, John, I think these are the worst superheroes ever.
Oh yeah, they're definitely the worst superheroes ever.
Colin, a lot has happened since you've been on, and now a bunch of kids are being murdered by a person named Unicorn Man.
Tight. I'm pretty sure my ex-wife was about to murder my kids. That's what I just had to deal with. She doesn't have a Unicorn Man. She just has knives and shit.
Oh, I just arrived. Oh, nope, they're all dead.
Oh, he's eating them too. Yum.
Okay. I'm your princess then.
Oh, I don't have any kids anymore, so I guess I can leave.
Was he babysitting the kids?
No, the kids summoned him, thinking he was a superhero that's real. And he turns out to be basically like Candyman.
Essentially, yes. So this kid made the reaction.
One little bit, get from my seat. I will.
She's like, ugh.
Well, you shouldn't have given her that comic book.
See that? It sounds like my mom.
I mess with Jazz Man. Again.
Okay, we're in the V, so we're getting close to the end. Wah. I gotta find an hourglass girl. Timu is Snake Plissken.
Snake!
Call me Snake. Actually, no, that's copyright. Call me Sliver.
Call me Centipede.
Centipede, yes.
I thought I'd be an easy prey, but I'll show them.
It's Human Centipede.
Oh.
Copyright.
Yep.
Come on, VHS man, beat that chick up.
Oh, never met me.
What?
Okay. Do you like it? Is this for a new comic or?
Maybe, but maybe I make a short film out of it.
Maybe I make a little anthology film featuring other superheroes that are weird.
What do you want?
Roy?
I'm your girlfriend's favorite ex-boyfriend. Hey, you got a problem with that? You got a fucking problem with that?
Hey, leave Ringo Starr alone, damn it.
Don't move, boy. She belongs to Roy.
He's gonna turn into a superhero.
Nice story, man.
What?
You want your girl back?
This little kid has the deepest voice I've ever heard.
Take this. This VHS will unlock your full storytelling potential.
You'll sound like me. People think
VHS is an outdated medium. But let me tell you this.
It'll make you less like Ringo Starr and more into Snake Plissken. Never make the transition to a digital medium. And also, we have more boobs.
You can feel this energy. You can use this energy to fight for your love.
I don't have a VHS player. How am I supposed to play it?
Okay. Maybe I watch it later.
Okay.
I just got it.
Such a nerd, dude. I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to flush this guy. Where is it?
You win.
Yeah, I'm just gonna have to flush this nerd. Since Marcy's not here.
Mm-hmm. He deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is him? No, not him.
That's by 8mm.
Not him either.
Oh my God. Listen, dipshit, you're killing the wrong people. You gotta kill this guy.
You win again.
Hey.
You shot my VHS. I guess that's why they call it dot on video. Oh.
You can defeat me with your puny toy?
Okay, terrible joke. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you. Damn, Tasty.
Censored boobs?
Well, it has been 2 minutes since our last bit of boobs.
No, they're not censored.
For a second, they're thought they were. I was like, I think it's because of the VHS filter.
Yeah, gorilla just ripped. That gorilla, that Nazi gorilla just fucking ripped off her titties.
I mean, I know he wanted to touch a boo, but this is ridiculous. Oh, no, it's Jason Voorhees. And you can hear me talk about Jason Voorhees on my podcast. Beat and Steve versus Camp Crystal Lake on all podcast streamers everywhere.
I think this Jason cameo means you're going to have to review this on your podcast.
I think it. Oh, zombies! I could also talk about this movie on my other podcast, Bean vs. Living Dead, which you can listen on all podcast streamers everywhere.
You defeated your enemies.
I don't even know what's happening anymore.
No, no, I don't either.
I don't know.
I got to go rejoin the Beatles.
Awesome VHS man.
Okay, we've got 4 letters left, so we're now down to W and X. Oh my gosh, it's pandas. They're not trash pandas, ones? Though. Unfortunately, they're not trash pandas. Oh! Oh no, they're doing what they're doing to Black Jesus. They're crucifying him.
Every time I come to Earth, this shit happens.
Finally, again.
Guys, we're on a mission. Rescue Jesus.
Ex Panda Bears.
Murdering my wife is not very Christian. Thou shalt not kill.
This abomination is not your wife. She's a whore.
Yeah.
This is it.
Like it's not pronounced, they don't pronounce it as whore, it's pronounced whoah!
You have to come to your senses. Become yourself again.
Hey, listen, you don't tell Jesus what to do, okay?
The pandas are gonna save Jesus.
Right.
The old Jesus.
Save them, panda!
I'm hoping that these aren't sexual harassment pandas. Because at this point, movie... Yeah, I was going to say, like, at this point, like, this movie probably wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, no. Definitely wouldn't surprise me. Not after Rape Robot.
Yeah, that was
a
segment
before. Wait, I missed
before.
Rape Robot?
Yes, what? There was a movie. There was a segment called Rape Robot.
It was a Terminator parody.
God damn it, stupid my kids. Why did you have to make me miss Rape Robot? All right.
Wah.
Was at least Pandas. Was S struggle cuddle Steve?
Unfortunately, no.
No, I sound like Arnold. No.
A lot of blonde hair and blue eyes in this movie.
I mean, the Germans. I apologize to all our German listeners who are listening to this show, but you know, it had to be said.
Yeah,
it's your fault you made this movie, Germany.
Exactly,
it's not their fault. They're the Aryan race. Okay, it's not their fault.
I mean, you guys are about to kill Black Jesus. Just saying.
Yeah, at least they didn't put him in a camp.
Yeah, I'm sure. You were really like
that was a bad joke too.
Wah wah wah! Oh my gosh!
Wah, wah, wah.
The pandas are doing the Care Bear stare.
God.
They're killing him with with their happiness. Dude, hell yeah. I love interracial fucking shit. Let's go, baby. I don't need a VPN for that.
They're going to go eat a Panda Express.
Yeah, they are. Some Chinese food.
Pandas.
Why? That's the question we're all wondering. Why?
Yeah, why?
The evil monster wants to destroy planet Earth.
Oh yeah, there was like a monster that took over a family and basically murdered each other and had sex with them.
Do not stand a chance.
Yeah. Again, how are some of these characters... I was gonna say, like, how are some of these characters, again, meant to be superheroes?
Don't know.
Is mine! Who's going to stop me?
No! Well, to be fair,
the colorful women are going to stop her.
Yes.
What's with the fucking short person?
That's bossy, call it.
Stop, dude! She's gonna yell at you. Don't say that.
I'm sorry. Wow.
Doris, a berserker looking for vengeance.
Doris
killed her family.
She is a berserker.
Bazooka, a teenage mutant house cat and best friend of Borg.
I am Borg.
That was hot.
That is
Colin
Watch's movie.
Yes.
Yeah, Borg.
Wow, he is
I like that guy.
This furry cocksucker.
Yeah, he must be directly behind those billboards.
I will end his reign of terror, for he has killed my family.
They're just ripping off Guardians of the Galaxy. That's hilarious.
I'm going to get revenge for killing my family and stealing my bra. I had a bra, I would have had more knives in them.
No!
I like how our parents also had boobs, too. Bored is a mood. No!
I am bought.
For the money? Really?
Yeah, good boy. I am bought.
No. Okay, it's now taking me this long to realize Borg is meant to be like Groot.
Yeah.
And the house cat meant to be like Rocket.
Honey, this is no way to raise a child.
After this, it's just you and me.
On the beach in Mexico, waiting for the baby to come. I love it.
I love you.
And also, where's your bra too?
No!
No, not the pepperoni nipples.
Give this to my mother.
It just sucked out her penis.
I'm going to end this once and for all.
Now, Guardians of Galaxy 4 has gone into weird places. The monster's drinking killed the baby.
Went back to his trauma roots with it.
He did.
No!
That's why Lloyd Kaufman is in this.
Universe. Not the only hot one.
What dumpster sounds like Starscream?
After this, yeah.
No.
I will keep my promise. And...
What?
At last, some indeed.
He's killed that kid.
Young Defenders of the Universe, Part 2, Rise of Cygerion.
They're all dead.
Yeah, they're all dead. Oh, no.
Last one. Oh, it's Harambe.
Maybe.
I think it is.
Z-Man, assemble.
Why are we called the Z-Men, anyway?
Yeah, we all girls
since Zucchini Boy died.
Zucchini Boy.
You got him. Proud of you.
The superhero team has
become... He's lighting joints with sparks.
I mean, if I had a joy right now, that's what I'd do. Just get a couple of sparks together.
Before the president calls a fist fuck force, I hate those fuckers too.
Okay, let's do this.
Hey, who put you in charge?
Not this again. Merde, femme ta bouche.
Meanwhile, with all the fish people. Oh my gosh, where's all the Stephanies? Why am I with all these fish people?
What is this bitch talking about? We're from outer space.
Yeah. Be Up There is one of the weirdest movies we've ever done for the show. And that is a very tall order to say.
Yeah.
I mean, if they could make a movie like this, I think us at the 2B Tuesdays podcast could just make something like this.
Yes, it is. No. Yes, it is. I will build a castle made of seashells and starfish. Every morning.
Remind us again why we took this lady.
And why we took the job to be in this movie.
The fish creatures say cut more than Aussies do. Get him, Harambe.
Yeah.
Now for some fish fingers. With a side of chips. Or fries, I should say. They can't shoot us, we're hot.
Why do I feel it's like one of them is going to accidentally kill our blue ape, because they think he's one of them just because he's blue?
Yes.
Nah.
Nah, they wouldn't want to kill Harambe again.
No.
Yeah.
There's a lot of camel toe in this movie.
There is.
Come on, Harambe.
Oh no, they're yelling German at us.
Stop it.
Nine.
Nine.
The heroes are my friends.
No, computer, I'm not playing music. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh no, it's gonna end on a musical number. Oh, and I'm sorry I gave you a hard time.
It's all right.
I'm sorry I made you watch this movie.
And I'm sorry, Marcy, if you're listening right now, that I made fun of your height more than once.
Does this girl kill her mom? I hope she does.
I mean, if it ended that way, it would make total sense.
Right?
Well, like how this movie, or at least this version of the movie, is called League of Superhero Movies, but they really do call it by its original title, ABCs of Superheroes, a lot throughout the whole film. Moron.
Moron. I think they were really calling us morons for watching this.
Yes. Once again, those damn Germans. No offense to all of our German friends and listeners of the show.
Of course they ended on a fucking house fucking song, like a house dance song.
Wow, now they're performing live on stage.
Du Haas.
What into watching this and be like, who the fuck are these people up on stage? Oh my gosh, she's gonna jump out the window thinking she's a superhero.
Yes!
Yes!
She's just gonna fall flat.
She lands in a
Oh my god.
Hilarious.
Wow.
That was a good one.
Coming up next. The Greatest American Hero, Movies for the Midnight Hour, Looney Tunes, Reptiligator, and The Avengers? Wow. But yes, that was
the League. Probably the farthest from Looney Tunes of anything on Tubi.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, the Looney Tunes aren't raping people, all right?
Exactly. God. But yes, that is the end of the movie, and what a trip.
Oh, yeah. I feel if Marcy were here, every 5 minutes she'd be saying, what the fuck? What the fuck?
I mean, she would be. She would be. But yeah, I guess that could be a wrap for this week's episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, our first for 2026, even though technically we're calling this a holdover episode from 2025, but that's beside the point. Thank you, Colin, for always being an awesome co-host, as per usual.
You're welcome, sir. You're the fuck. I don't know. I'm having a stroke over here. Thank you.
You're having a stroke, Ahmad.
Yeah, it's this movie. It fucked me up.
I think it did for us, too. And also, John, thanks for coming back on the show and being our competition winner and picking this weirdness for us.
Thank you for letting me torture you guys.
I'm so pissed I missed the rape robot. I might have to go back and watch it.
Oh, God.
But before we wrap up the show today, Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Oh, I don't fucking know. Some Twitter. Just search Colin on Twitter. I don't fucking know. That's nice. It. Yeah.
And John, where can people find you and your podcast out there on the internet this week?
You can find my podcast by searching for Smash Trivia Presents the Gamma Analysis. It's on all the major podcast platforms. You can also look up me on social media by just searching in Smash Trivia and all the social medias. And on YouTube and TikTok, I post short form video content.
awesome. And if people were to find me personally out there on the internet, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Bede Jermyn. You can find all my work over on supermasty.com. And of course, you can listen to my solo podcast, Bede vs. the Living Dead, and its many spin-offs on all podcast streamers everywhere. But in terms of everything, the To Be Tuesdays podcast, you can find the show on the Super Network podcast feed on all podcast streamers everywhere. The solo To Be Tuesdays podcast feed on all podcast streamers everywhere. And also you can find the show on supermasty.com. And if you have been enjoying the show and would love to support it, you can head to patreon.com/thesupernetwork. And just as little as $1 a month, you'll get the early access to all episodes of the Super Network, including our exclusive video versions of the To Be Tuesdays podcast that you can only find there. So you can watch the movie.
Yeah, we're hot.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we're hot, exactly.
Too. Yeah.
Exactly.
Next we're hot. Showing and sometimes, my titties.
Exactly. And sometimes Colin will show off his pussy.
That's right, dude. My big hairy pussy. It's awesome.
But yes, we're glad you enjoyed it. Well, we're glad you enjoyed the episode, everyone. And we'll see you all next Tuesday. See everybody. Bye.
Bye. What the fuck?
Bye.